Good morning. My guest this morning is Eileen Carroll from Sonoma County Bicycle Coalition. Good morning, Eileen.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
The Bike Expo coming up on Sunday, August 17th, basically all day long, 10 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon.
Yeah, we have a full day full of stuff.
What's going to happen? Talk about that stuff.
Well, a lot of people have been to the Bike Expo before, but this year it's much more interactive. We have the Whiskey Drome coming out, which, if you're not familiar, is a whiskey barrel that's kind of been exploded out into a velodrome. And people ride inside, kind of parallel, I suppose, to the ground.
Yeah, yeah.
And you are welcome to take a turn on that, of course.
Oh, sure.
We also have Pixie bike races and cargo bike races and four different bike rides. So very interactive.
Yes, really. Then there's bike swap meet too, right?
Yeah, we have over 50 vendors coming out. So if you're looking to buy a bike or buy parts or looking for some sort of hard to find vintage parts, this is a great place to find that.
And I suppose looking, as it seems like so many bike people do, looking for somebody who really can do repairs.
Oh, definitely.
Quickly and not terribly expensively,
mm-hmm.
and well.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening with the Bike Coalition these days? You are fairly new on your job, aren't you?
I've been around for about 2 years at this point,
that long.
Which is a long time, but man, there's a lot to get your hands on bike-wise in Sonoma County. We have a huge critical mass program now, which are kid bike rides. It's not the yelly critical mass, it's kidical mass.
Kidical
Lots more
mass,
ice
uh-huh.
cream and cookies involved.
Excellent.
We also have a new thing called our Bicycle Lending Library, which is pretty fun. So any of our members are welcome to come check out cargo bikes. I don't know if you've heard of Yuba bikes down in Petaluma.
No.
But they're cargo bikes. You can carry up to 400 pounds on the back of them.
Wow. On the back of
mm-hmm,
them?
Mm-hmm.
Is it like a built-in, like a pickup truck sort of thing?
We call them the pickup trucks of bikes.
Uh-huh.
We do call them that. It doesn't look anything like a pickup truck, but it has a longer wheelbase, and it has some running boards on the back with straps so you can put things on there. So I like to pick up my friends for lunch. I'm not going to lie. I don't usually carry a lot of cargo, but I pick up my friends.
Right. Well, I really have to ask about what seems to be the eternal struggle between bicycle riders and automobile drivers, and who's responsible for what. How do you think that is now in Sonoma County? There's been a lot of complaints on both sides about people just not being considerate.
It's true. There are a lot of strong feelings on that topic. When it comes down to it, though, we're all in it together. And it's really everyone's responsibility to keep everyone else safe on the road. We teach a driver's ed for bikes, our Street Skills 101 class. We're really hoping to educate people who drive cars and people who ride bikes about the rules of the road and how to stay safe.
How do people find out about that class?
They'd go to bikesonoma.org.
Uh-huh. It seems to me that that Sonoma County is getting slightly better as a place to have most of your transportation be by bicycle.
I'd say so.
Do you think that's so?
Well, have you seen the green lanes in Rohnert Park?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Those are pretty fun.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that shows people in cars and people on bikes exactly where everyone's supposed to be on the road.
I've thought for a long time, though, that in a lot of highway and main road situations, that really the bike lanes are much too dangerous.
Yeah, there are a lot of bike lanes that make people nervous. But luckily, we're actually working on a secret project.
Yes, yes.
We're working to get some of the creek pathways paved. I don't know if you've ever heard of the creek paths, but they're all gravel right now.
Yeah.
So we're looking to really expand our bike path network, which really gets people off of the roads.
Are those the paths that you hike along various?
They're all along the creek.
Yeah.
And it would be just great if we could get all of those paved, because that could really get you all over Sonoma County and you would never be on a real road with cars. You'd be off,
Excellent.
You know, with beautiful scenery along a creek.
Eileen, thanks very much for coming in and thanks for doing the work you do. You're helping. You
all
really
right.
are.
Well, thank you so much.
Let's tell people also that once again, the Sonoma County Bicycle Expo, your destination for all things bike, as it says right here, is Sunday, August 17th. 10 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon in downtown Santa Rosa. And that's basically 5th Street between Mendocino and B. Best way to find out more is at SonomaCountyBikeExpo.com or BikeSonoma.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.